It is 8:39.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday here on News Talk 1590 KVTA, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. We are near the end of the year and the holiday season is now in full swing. It's also time of giving and gratitude. In recognition of this, we will be talking to representatives from two vital organizations in our community, the County of Ventura Area Agency on Aging and our local food pantry, Food Share of Ventura County. Both organizations help and support members from our community, including those that are in most need. Here to talk about it, now I am going to have to ask Janet, may I take a shot, please? Because I didn't speak to you earlier off air. Janet, is it Jaraguay?
It's Haregi, Jeanette Haregi.
I missed that one by a mile. Jeanette Haregi,
right.
It's great to have you on board, Public Information Officer, Ventura County Area Agency on Aging, and somebody we all know so well, Jennifer Caldwell, Chief Development Officer, Food Share of Ventura County. I remember you back in the radio days, Jennifer, and now you're just doing a great, great job at Food Share. Good to have you this morning, and good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Spence, and good morning, Jeanette. Good to hear you.
Thanks, Jennifer. Good to hear you as well.
Now, let's start off, if we can, with Jeanette. Tell us about your organization's mission and the challenges during this time of year.
You know, our mission really remains the same throughout the year, and that is to ensure that we meet the needs of populations we serve efficiently and effectively. The challenge is really in identifying the ever-changing landscape of those needs and evolving as an agency to address them head-on. I will say that the holiday season has looked a bit different for the DC AAA since the COVID-19 pandemic began. The gaps in nutritional programs and the isolation so many older adults experience has definitely been exacerbated, and we are making every effort to bridge those gaps and ease the burdens of isolation through programs that include holiday meal deliveries, robotic pet companions, and holiday greeting cards. We also seek every opportunity we can to collaborate with community partners to broaden our reach because, really, in the end, we all have the same goal, and that is to improve the quality of life for older adults, people with disabilities, and caregivers.
Now, Jennifer, Food Share has been around way back. We go back to 1978. If you could, Jennifer, tell us more about Food Share and its mission.
I love interviewing with Jeanette because I feel that everything she just said is so on par with a lot of what we're doing, too, and it's a great partnership that we have. Gosh, what are we doing? I don't even remember Food Share life before COVID, feeding 75,000 people a month, and now we're up to 140,000 people each month, which is just astounding, living in the community that we live in, the affluence of Ventura County, the amazing, bountiful beauty that we have in this county. But there's so much need, and we've been so blessed the last 2 years in general, by the support of the community to be able to meet that increased need. So we're still calling it, we're still in disaster mode, we're still purchasing more food than ever, we're still distributing more food than ever, and we could not do it without the support of our community and the partnerships like we have with VC AAA and many others. So we're just so so blessed to do what we do.
Jennifer, that number is really, really scary. I remember back in the day when we used to compare it to like what the Rose Bowl would hold was about the level of need we had in this area. Now, that's bigger than the population of Simi Valley or thousands, the entire populations of cities when you look at about the 850,000 that we have or so in the county of Ventura. So that is a number that definitely tells us that we all have to get together and work as a team with Food Share to help out this issue here. Now, I want to put this question to both of you. We'll start with Janet. Food Share, a key partner, and helps deliver food to seniors. So let's share more information about the partnership, and let's go with the seniors first.
All right. Well, our community partnerships are really critical to the successes of the DC AAA programs, and our partnership with Food Share really isn't any different. The coordination of meal deliveries and the support we receive for the Senior Nutrition Garden is vital. The VC AAA Senior Nutrition Garden harvests more than 40,000 pounds of fresh organic produce each year, but it wouldn't exist without community volunteers, and Food Share continues to play a pivotal role in keeping volunteers coming to the garden. We are incredibly grateful for that. And I have to add that Food Share has also been wonderful in supporting our composting efforts at the garden, which is also critical to maintaining organically grown produce. So I can't, you know, emphasize enough just how vital these community partnerships are and just, you know, Food Share's role in helping us keep the garden successful in particular.
Jennifer, can you add to that, please?
Yeah, because I have the perfect view of the amazing Senior Nutrition Garden right outside my office window, and I wish we could have like a time-lapse video of the last 5 years. I think it's almost tripled in size, Jeanette, something like that, but it has grown so much over the years, and that's really through the support of VCAAA, the County of Ventura, of knowing that there is a need of fresh produce that is able to be delivered to our seniors. We have our own internal senior nutrition program, but to be able to provide fresh organic produce alongside those shelf-stable items, and then VCAAA being able to home deliver some of those meals is really critical and key, even before COVID, during COVID, and now after COVID. So we could not do what we do without our partnerships and without our amazing volunteers. You have to get out here one day, Spence, get your hands dirty. It's such a great way to give back, get your hands dirty, and be out in the sun. I mean, enjoy the Ventura County weather. I don't know if we call it winter weather, but we'll just deal with weather.
Yeah, right. I shall.
So Jennifer's exactly, she's correct. I mean, that garden, sorry to add on to this, but that garden is just, it's phenomenal. And there's no way to really express just how phenomenal it is without going out there and seeing it. And all of that produce, every single, you know, ounce of it gets out to our, you know, older adults and people with disabilities throughout the county who otherwise wouldn't have access to that fresh organic produce.
I shall glean with sunscreen. Now, good news for Food Share. Recognized as one of the best places to work, Jennifer. Quite an honor. Also, a wonderful place for people who like to volunteer. Tell us about the employee and the volunteer program, Jennifer.
It's just really, we like to say that when you talk about staff and volunteers and who's more important, there really isn't the balance is nowhere near one side or the other. It is so even and so vital to have both. And I think upper management has just done such a phenomenal job the past couple of years of truly making sure that our volunteers and our employees are well taken care of and they feel valued in what they do in their work. And we've really taken that head-on approach of adding, you know, when volunteers have a tier system, so when you volunteered for a certain amount of hours, you get hats and T-shirts and lanyards and some really cool items, and as well as the staff, too. So we've done a really great job the past couple of years of making sure that our staff and our volunteers know that we could not do what we do without them. So we were honored by that award from Pacific Coast Business Times as one of the Central Coast best places to work, and it truly means that we're doing what we should be doing as an employer, too.
Totally awesome there, Jennifer. Thank you. Jeanette, are there any new programs, information that you would like to share with our audience?
You know, right now we're in the midst of Medicare open enrollment, and so our health insurance counseling and advocacy program staff and volunteers are, you know, meeting the needs of Medicare recipients head on and addressing all those needs. Medicare open enrollment ends on December 7th, so we encourage that folks who need help navigating their Medicare needs to reach out to us. We've relaunched our holiday greetings campaign, which is designed to support individuals experiencing isolation during the holiday season. Our case management programs continue to expand and grow to reach the needs of the populations we serve. We have our newest programs, our specialized case management for persons with Alzheimer's disease or related dementia. We have our programs to encourage active rewarding lives, or our PEARLS program, which is designed to address the needs of older adults experiencing depression, anxiety, and isolation. We started a robotic pet companion program earlier this year to help combat isolation, depression, and anxiety. Our dementia-friendly Ventura County and LGBT plus aging coalition continues trainings for businesses and community partners and is expanding on those trainings. And our VC Connect program, which is offered in partnership with Ventura County Library, the County of Ventura Information and Technology Services, and Independent Living Resource Centers, is a phenomenal new program that was launched over the summer and is designed to bridge the digital gap and bring devices and internet hotspots into the homes of individuals throughout Ventura County. So we're really excited about all of those programs and I really just can't, like Jennifer said, emphasize enough the importance of the community partnerships that we have. Because again, like I said, you know, in the end, our goals are the same, and that is to improve the quality of life for the people that we serve.
Awesome. Now, Jennifer, the pop-up pantries were such a huge hit and help for the community. Let's talk about some of the holiday events that you might have coming up with Food Share. What's Food Share doing through Thanksgiving into Christmas?
Well, we just had a very massive turkey distribution on Monday. We distributed almost 3,000 turkeys to the community through various sponsorships and partnerships that we did. That was an amazing event. But you know my favorite event is coming up, Spence, the Can Tree Drive. It's our 10th annual. We've been doing it for 10 years now. So that'll be downtown Ventura, Figueroa Plaza, December 9th through the 12th. We still have trees available. Gold Coast Broadcasting, I'm so excited KVTA will be out there this year doing a tree. It's just such a great community event. It's our biggest food and fund drive of the year. And it's just a great way to get your team out there, whether it be your work team, your softball team, your family team, come out and build a tree and give back to Food Share. So that's happening December 9th through the 12th, and so much information can be just found at foodshare.com. So we're very excited.
And we're behind that 100%. I got to give credit to salesman Greg upstairs, and he said it's our pantry cantry.
It's our pantry
from the pantry, and that was the work of Greg. So, Greg, great work on getting us motivated to do good things for the community. Janet and Jennifer, wow, what a wonderful way for people to get involved with the community for Workforce Wednesday. Really appreciate your time on the air and the contacts to learn more about the Ventura County Area Agency on Aging, VCA. Please call 805-477-7300, 477-7300. And to learn more about Food Share of Ventura County, call 805-983-7100. We have those numbers here. If you're an employer interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing and recruiting our future workforce, visit workforceofventuracounty.org. I hope both of you have a fantastic Thanksgiving, and we look forward to working with both throughout the holidays. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are News Talk 1590 KVTA.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
It's 8:51. We are News Talk 1590 KVTA.